Well, if you haven't figured it out, come on, everybody, stand up together with me. Come on, give the Lord a big clap of praise, and somebody worship God in this house today. Woo! Come on, give Him big praise. Come on, give Him big praise. Hallelujah. Everybody lift your hands with me if you would, please. Lift them straight up. Don't think about it. Maybe you've never even lifted them in church. There's a first time for everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give You praise and we give You glory. You're God. There's none beside You. We're going to worship You. We're going to lift You up. There are going to be miracles in this house because there's authority in Your name, and we glorify You and we call You God. Come on, give Him hallelujahs and praise one more time.
Your voices up high. To worship You, I live.
To worship You, I live to worship You.
Yeah, this sounds like stereo. That's good.
To worship.
just lift him and give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Shout of glory. Come on, don't stop. That's it. We love you, Jesus. We celebrate you, God. No one like you, Father. Great is your faithfulness, Jesus. Lord, for I am a child of God. Yes, I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, for I am a child of God.
And you unravel me like a melody. Surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies.
Oh, somebody just worship and go.
Till all my fears are gone.
Say it again.
And you unravel me.
Yes, yes, yes.
With a melody, you surround.
Sing it with him, of deliverance.
Of deliverance from my enemies till all my fears are gone.
I'm no
longer a slave to fear.
Make your confession today.
For I am a child.
Just lift your hands and just worship him. you sing a song like this, sometimes we forget that we have issues. If you know it, say yes. But he never told us to walk by our facts. But he told us to walk by his faith. I wish I had help this morning. How many of you know that by his stripes you're healed?
Yes.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Yes.
And though you may have issues, that doesn't change your position. I'm going to say that again. I said, though you may have issues, you need to understand that his blood paid the price. Because he knew you would have issues. I said, he knew you would have issues. But you have to declare, I'm no longer a slave. Let your enemy hear you say that I am a child. To him who the Son has set free is free indeed. Paul the apostle had issues. I'm no longer a
slave.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
For I am a child of God.
Hey, I'm no longer
a slave to be.
Hey.
For I am a child of God.
Oh, come on, let's do a little bless the Lord. My soul. Would everybody in the room just kind of close your eyes and shut everything out and just lift both your hands and let's say bless the Lord together. Come on, here we go.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship your holy name. Sing like never before.
Come on, give it everything you've got, everybody. Come on, here we go.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. We worship your holy name.
Sing.
Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. We worship your holy.
Come on, let me just hear just the voices now. Come on, just the voices. I'm without music. Come on, here we go. Are you ready? Come on, everybody in the house, just lift your voice together. Here we go.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. We worship your holy name. Sing like never before.
Oh, my
soul. We worship your holy name.
One more time, everybody, here we go.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul.
Hallelujah. Yes. Come on, let your hallelujahs roar. Come on, let them roar. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Great are you, God. Great are you, God. Hallelujah. Great are you, God. Great are you, God. We lift you up, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, I just feel a couple things just kind of in the atmosphere by the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. You know, there are miracles where the Holy Spirit is made welcome.
Yes.
Where the Holy Spirit is not shelved
for
an agenda or an organization, but he's let loose. The same power that raised Jesus is that Holy Spirit. He's the one that wants to work in you right now. I feel a couple of things, and I know this scripture is quoted a lot, Isaiah 54:17. But it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Come on.
This is the heritage of those of us who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Somebody say, that's mine.
That's mine.
We just simply want to declare to the devil today, it won't work.
I love it.
I'm not going to be confused. The illegitimate assignment he has tried to put on your mind, your body, and your spirit, it won't work, because no weapon formed against me shall prosper, because the blood is stronger than that. The blood is stronger than that. Everybody right now, come on, look at your situation and say, the blood is stronger than that.
The blood is stronger than that.
You know, Robbie Mitchell was supposed to be here with us this morning, tonight, and tomorrow night. We're going to reschedule that because Robbie was on a bicycle in his neighborhood. A big dog came out, and it was an accident, and he broke the left leg, which has been broken previously, crushed it, I think, in around 7 places. I've talked with him a lot. He's waiting to see a very special surgeon tomorrow. I told him, I said, you know, is that supposed to be out a certain amount of time, you know, after all this happens? And I said, we may just start Skyping in. I don't know what. But we've got to keep connection in the spirit realm.
That's right.
We've been praying. Patty and I stayed up most of that one night just praying for him and agreeing with him. And I know you have been. And you know, it just simply won't work, devil.
That's right. That's
Brian Brentz fell off of a ladder, broke his leg. I just texted him a moment ago and said, we're praying for you again, Brian. Enemy, it won't work. It won't work. Anybody with me on this? It won't work. J.J. Ferguson, his brother, in the Nashville Hospital, Nashville, Tennessee. Infection started his elbow, went up to his arm. They were saying yesterday, you're going to amputate his arm. We all begin to agree together. We said, devil, it won't work. I just got a message. He is not going to lose his arm. Come on, it just simply won't work. Come on, can I have a little witness in this? It just won't work. I'm looking around here, and I just want to give a couple testimonies. John Brown, you're a healed child of God. What the enemy had planned, it won't work. Elizabeth Marino, you're a healed child of God. The devil never wanted you to stand back up here and testify anyway. But look at your testimony of beauty and mercy and grace and the healing power of God. You're a resurrected woman. Amen. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It just simply won't work. Debbie Dyer, I saw you walk in. Tommy, receive the message today. Debbie, are you back there? I can barely thank you. No weapon formed against your house shall prosper. It just simply won't work. Anybody else want to agree with me on that? Get your hand up right now. Come on. It just simply won't work. No weapon formed against me. Now lift your other hand and begin to praise him. Come on, just begin to praise him. Begin to give him glory. Prophesy over your situation. Healing is in this room right now. We take agreement over John, over Elizabeth, over Tommy, over Brian, over Jason, over Robbie. In the mighty name of Jesus, the same power that got you up out of that tomb is the same power that's getting these people up and over. We are an overcomer in you. We're a child of God. Hallelujah. 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 Quickly, everybody, put your hand on the person beside you, their shoulder right now, just their shoulder. In the mighty name of Jesus, we take agreement. Where two or three agreed together, it shall be done. It's not a probability. It's not a possibility. It's not potential. It's a promise of yes and amen. I declare that everyone in this place today is healed by the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now loose those hands, lift them up, and give him praise again. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, I feel a hallelujah. Come on, I feel a hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And there when I came through. Come on, do it right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, hallelujah.
You should have been there when I came through. Church was on fire, the Holy Ghost.
I just feel this.
Top of my head, sole of my feet. Felt the Spirit moving all over me. You should have been there when I came through. Church was on fire,
come on,
the Holy
me.
Ghost too. From top of my head, sole of my feet. Felt the anointing all over me. I got the river.
Living water.
Come on, I just kind of feel this for a moment. You can do it.
So you just should have been there when I came through. Holy Ghost too. On the top of my head, sole of my feet, felt the Spirit moving all over me. You should have been there and I came through. Church was on fire. Holy Ghost too. On the top of my head, sole of my feet, felt the Spirit moving all over me. I got the rim.
Now, every once in a while, you know, you just, let me, I understand that they are changing speed limits. It used to be 55, and then someone went to 70, and, you know, you go to some states, they're 75 and 80, and I think we're kind of catching around. They're going to raise them up a little bit, and right now, you guys are traveling at about 35 miles an hour in here, and I realize some of you never been in something like this before and all this, and some of you in your old life, you tell stories, man, I was so drunk, I was so high. You know, us believers have a good time in life, amen. And I know some of you are sophisticated, but by yourself in the mirror at home, you're doing this. The lights are still down low, and I want you to move from 35 to 75. My average speed is about 80, and that's on the low end. I just want you to know. I like the left lane. Amen. And I feel a little something happening in here. Sometimes you say, well, I got arthritis, and you begin to praise him, and you realize that somebody didn't have to lay hands on you. You realize that the WD-40 of Jesus' stripes got a hold of you, and a little arthritis got out of you. I know it's Sunday morning, but this is better than yoga. I mean, you might lose 3 pounds. I don't know. But somebody, you see, when you get healed, when you get delivered, you're going to say, you should have been there when I came through. Now take it up a little bit, and come on, get in this song. Come on. Am I gonna do that video again? Come on, somebody! Lift up your hand!
Holy Ghost from the top of my head, sole of my feet, felt the Spirit moving all over me. Hey, you should have been there when I came through. Church was on fire, the Holy Ghost too. The top of my head, sole of my feet, felt the Spirit moving all over me. Hey, I got the rhythm,
living wild.
Say, I got the rhythm,
living wild.
I'm going to give you about 30 more seconds of this, so you better like the video. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Everybody just give a big shout to God. Come on, give a big shout.
Oh,
Everybody praise him. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, there is power. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Praise him more. Come on. Don't stop right there. Praise him a little more. Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah. 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 That's all right. Hallelujah. Come on. Just lift your hands and pray. Come on. Hallelujah. Give them to him. Come on, don't stop right there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Healing in my bodies right now. Healing is going to Robbie right now. Healing is going all over the body of Elizabeth Marino right now. Healing is going all over Tommy Dyer's bodies right now. Your healing is in this house. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's enough power to move back those stones right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch Christy Buck right now. Hallelujah. Touch Christy Buck right now. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I declare your life will never again be the same when those chains come off. And your chains are coming off. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Somebody declare that with me. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. I thank you that depression just got its symptoms and picked up and left because it knew it was not welcome here. I know that every spirit of infirmity just picked up its symptoms and left because it knew it wasn't welcome here. Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, come on, give your testimony of hallelujah. Just give your testimony. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Mighty God, mighty God. Daryl and Amanda, I know no better time in a spirit of rejoicing to bring Camry to the Lord. Would you come and bring her, please, and any family you want to come with you, just tell them to come on with you right now. In this atmosphere of rejoice and praise, we're going to dedicate this baby to the Lord. I know you've been standing for a while, but you stood for hours for iPhones, so it'll be okay. Are you guys, you want me to come down there with you? Or you want to, what's your family like to do? I'd rather you up here. If you can, maybe give some assistance to some family members. And let's just come all the way up here with me. My goodness, did y'all bring a bus? Hallelujah. Y'all on your way to Branson? Just thought you'd stop. Are you all family? You're all family. That's great. What we're going to do is we're going to dedicate this baby into the Lord. The scripture says that. Scripture gives us many places. If you guys just kind of scoot over here behind her, get here in the middle so we can get you on video and camera. And the scripture talks about children being given to God. Scripture talks about the anointing of that, talks about the blessing of that. Scripture also tells us you got to have childlike faith to enter the kingdom of God. It's the amazement of a child, the newness of a child, the unedited sounds and moves of a child God wants into your spirit. Cameron Presley, you are beautiful. If I had one of those, I'd put it somewhere else, but I'd use one of those on my head. Give this family a great big welcome. Wow. She knows she's on holy ground. She took her shoes off, all right? Amen. I know you got all your family here, and you wanted me to be so sophisticated today, and I just blew that, didn't I? But that's okay. I asked them to do that song earlier about no longer a slave for a couple reasons, for what we're doing in the message, but also for you guys, for that line that said, in my mother's womb, this baby was given to you by God. I realize you're the mother and you're the father, but he is the father. He is the creator. He knew her before you knew each other. That's what Scripture says. Scripture says he knew her. He formed her. She has destiny. She's a child of God. She is your responsibility on earth, but she's a child of God. Always remember that when you look at her. You're parenting a child of God. All right? So the Scripture says she's a heritage of God. In other words, all of you, if you are really family, I still think a lot of you just going on your way to Branch and you thought you'd be, no, I'm just kidding. No, you guys are wonderful. What you're telling me today with all this family here is that family is significant. You guys wouldn't have traveled this far, got up out of bed, you'd have stayed home and watched the video. But you came because this is significant to you. And so at the same time, do not lose the significance of your influence on this baby. Every one of you, this family would not let you up here unless you had influence on this baby. It's not so much what you say, it's what you model. Okay? You can cry all you want. You just saw us shout. You're not going to hurt anything, all right? I always love it how we want people to shout in church and people tell their babies to be quiet. The babies, I'm just doing what you were doing a minute ago. Okay. So we're going to anoint her. She is beautiful. We're so proud of you guys. Would you tell Daryl and Amanda you are so proud of them? I love baby dedications. I love water baptisms. Both of them are right there with me in ministry. So I wasn't sure how I was going to do this. I just kind of wait and feel with the Holy Ghost. And you're a man of great physical ability. And so I'm just going to ask you while holding her just to get on your knees, if you would please. Oh, do you feel that right there? Just kind of lift her up, and family, you get in real close here. Can I have the oil? Would everybody stretch your hands this way? Father, in the name of Jesus, we now anoint Camry Presley for your glory. Her body is your body, her mind is your mind, her spirit is in your spirit. She is one in you, created by you. May your hand rest upon her. May this spirit of rejoicing today be done, not just a thing of a worship service, but I heard her coo right now. There's a spirit of rejoicing that is on this child that will bring great joy to everyone around her. We now dedicate her to you. We offer her up to you. As this family rejoices in her life, in your spirit in her. Father, the joy that this mother and this father has is now, it's because of you. It's been put in this baby doll. And I pray right now this whole family will be lifted up. But then when she comes in the room, there'll be something different. Your glory is all around her. Hallelujah. Today, may your Holy Ghost be upon her and grow and develop on her every single day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we claim your life for the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We anoint you, baby doll. Amen. Amen. All right. Come on, all the family, put your hand on them right now. Put your hand on them, Father. Right. Everybody say, and everybody, get your hand this way and say, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this angel. In the name of Jesus. Give them praise again. Come on, give them thanks. Come on, just all that. Isn't she special? Amen. And you are? You're the grandmother? One of them? Amen. Oh, it's going to be a good time, isn't it? Isn't this fun? Is being a grandparent better than being a parent?
A great grandparent?
Yes.
You're a great grandparent?
I'm a great grandparent, and I love it.
And you're only 30. That's great. I don't know how you did this. Come on, give them another great big welcome. Would you do that? We have a gift for you, Miss Peggy. Raise your hand over there, Miss Peggy. Miss Peggy has made you some things that they're custom made. She anoints all over them. We got some gifts there for you. All right. God bless you guys. We're so proud of you. Amen. Turn to somebody and shake their hand right now. Come on, I'll help you guys down. Come on, just turn around, move around, shake somebody's hands. Now, there's stairs back over there with handrails, you guys. Now, if you want handrails, they're right back that way. Yeah, well, we could fall together, too. I love you guys. You're great.
Well, we're so excited about that. Amen. Give them another great big hand. That's so awesome. I love that. Well, we're just delighted that you're here. Our church host families, you're coming down the aisle right now, and we just want to take a chance to greet you and say we're delighted that you're here, especially if this is one of your first times with us. We'd like to especially welcome you today with a great gift of some homemade bread. And so you want to be sure and get this stuff. So these guys are turning around, and if this is one of your first times with us, they're coming down the aisle right now. Just flag them down, and they will give you this great bread, and they will also hand you a card. We'd like for you to fill that out. It's our way of getting to know you, praying over your family, and blessing your house. And so, Church Alive, would you make everybody feel very welcome today? Amen. We've got so many exciting things happening around here, so you need to be sure and stay informed about all of that. Next Sunday is going to be kind of a really unique thing that we're doing for Ryan and Whitney Long, our pastors on staff here, and they had a new baby. If you haven't been aware of that, we'll find out about that. But next Sunday, we're going to be honoring them with a shower. It's a meet and greet time after the service. You can go over here to the hospitality center if you would like to bless them in any way. I'm sure that they would love to have that happen in their life. And so we're just excited. The Longs have a grandbaby. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, that little baby kept me up like all night last night, and Mama too. I get a little more sleep than Mama does. All y'all that have babies know that. Y'all women are awesome. Let me just say that. No, it's not Mother's Day yet, but yeah. So praise God for what He's doing in here. We're gonna give to the Lord, and if you have your Bible, I want you to open it up, and maybe you're on your phone or whatever. I want you to mark this scripture. It's such a powerful passage. It's in Proverbs 3, and it says this. In verse number 9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. When we think of honoring the Lord, often we think of honoring Him with the actions that we take and with the decisions that we make and the words that we speak and the stuff we watch and the stuff we eat, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? But the Bible says that we can honor the Lord with our wealth. It says, then He will fill your barns with grain, and your vats will overflow with good wine. Amen. Praise God for that, right? So the question I want to ask us today, and maybe you should ask yourself and investigate in your own life, are you honoring the Lord with your wealth? Or are you honoring Walmart first, or TJ Maxx first, or the mortgage company first? Are you honoring the Lord with your wealth? Because everything that God has given you, you have because He's given it to you. You have the job you have because He's given you giftings and talents to be able to have that job and to work in that place and to do that stuff. And so the Bible is very clear to us that if we honor Him with our wealth, the way He responds to us as we honor Him is we receive supernatural increase and blessing that there's no way we could have attained that on our own. Has anybody else ever seen God do something in your life and you can point to it and say, man, that only happened in my life because God has done that for me? Amen. Praise God. And so you activate that by being a giver. So let's be givers today. Give your tithe, give your offering as the buckets pass. You can give cash, check. You can also give online. We also have a way for you to give by debit card and credit card. You can go right back here to the back. There's a table that you can go and swipe your card right there. There's also a giving kiosk in the foyer. So I want to pray over you as we give today. Just ask God to bless that. Lord, we thank You for the fact that as we honor You, Your word proves true, that You are always faithful, that You give to us
pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we thank you for that, God. And we want to honor you with our wealth. We want to honor you with our increase, with the very best, with our first fruits. We want to honor you with our tithe, with our offering, and our giving today. And I just pray that as we do that, that we would see incredible increase happen in the hearts and lives of these people, so that we can see your kingdom be increased in this city and in this county and in this state and in this region and really all across the globe. So we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, everybody shout amen. Amen. So as you're giving, I want to ask you to pray with me this week. At about 3 o'clock today, we're going to leave and take about 30 kids to a retreat up at Ozark Conference Center in Salgahatchia, Arkansas. Did y'all even know there was a place called Salgahatchia, Arkansas? Yeah, it's. I was telling somebody that we were going there, I think it was Whitney's brother, and he said, that must be an Indian place, because that sounds like an Indian name. But it's on top of a mountain, this incredible retreat center, and we're just going to get up there, man, and worship God and have a good time, play some games and all that kind of stuff. But as we were praying for this gathering, we really felt like the Lord said that this is going to be a moment that marks these kids. How many of you can point back to a moment in your life, whether it was at a conference, a church service, a camp out, a retreat, where you can point and say, that moment marked my life? That's what we're believing God for, that these kids, when they're 30, will point back and say, when I was 14 on top of that mountain at Camp Salgahatchia, my life was changed forever. That's what we're believing God for. And I want to ask you to pray with me for that. And just, man, as you're praying throughout the week for the stuff you're going to be doing and your normal prayer time, pray for these kids. Pray that I want every single one of those kids, if they've not experienced the baptism in the Holy Ghost, to leave with the baptism in the Holy Ghost. I want every one of those kids that if they've not been, if they've got, you know, issues of bondage in their life, they can leave with no chains. They can leave free and just really be marked by the presence of God. So we're believing the Lord that he's going to do that. And so just excited about that. One more thing before we hear the word today is that our pastors are incredible models for all of us in all kinds of ways. But one of the greatest way they are a model is in being a married couple. If you need a model to look to for how to be married and how to get it right and do it right, they're a good one to look to. If you're thinking about getting married and you may get married, you may need to talk to them about some advice about how to stay married. My dad only sleeps on the front porch on occasion. No, but they've been married, I think, I'm going to get this right, 35 years? 35 years. Holy cow. Come on, somebody give the Lord praise for that. And we just want to honor them and tell you thank you for being a model of marriage in a world where, look, some people being married 35 minutes is a big deal. 35 years is incredible. So we want to honor you for that and say thank you for being a model, and we love you. One more time, just tell them you're proud of them and tell them happy anniversary.
I'll let you get that stand for me. You didn't have to do that, Ryan. I appreciate that. You know, after 35 years, I did a little test the other day. I wanted to find out who loved me the most, Patty or the dog. Y'all know how to do that, don't you? Yeah, so I put the dog and Patty both in the trunk of the car. So when I opened the lid, I figured whoever was happiest to see me loved me the most. And definitely the dog. No, don't try that. I'm just joking. I didn't do that. Michael's like, oh, you can't do that. I want to make sure everybody's very clear. We're praying for Robbie Mitchell, but there will not be services here tonight and tomorrow night. And so just we'll tell you when we're redoing those. Also, you know, in view of, you know, the Church Alive family and so much going on, I'm going to be talking about that next week, the TCA family. And here's three things I'm going to do. I'm going to tell our story, number one. Number two, I'm going to tell our vision. Number three, I'm going to give you the opportunity to own it. Okay? Our story, our vision, and give you the opportunity, number three, to own it. And so you don't want to miss this time. It's going to be a great time of the presence of the Lord. And you know, in keeping with that, the Church Life family, there's a lot of things I want to begin to spotlight with the TCA family. Like, for instance, there's a lot going on this week in our families. I know a lot of people gone for spring break, and I'm glad you're able to be able to do that. But we got college students all on assignments, different places, doing stuff, ministry this week. But Jonah Tanui, he is a marathon runner. He won a big deal out in Boston a couple months back. And I think this weekend he is out running in California, you'll understand. And so that's a big deal happening for the glory of God. And then Jeff and Barbara Banks, where'd you guys go to? Are you way over there? Y'all out of place. Y'all got to sit in your chairs so I know who's in service anyway. But they have a grandson who is he 15? He just turned 16, and he just went to New York and won the Junior Olympics from everybody in the nation, the 400 meters and the 800 meters. He outran everybody in the whole nation. He's number one in the nation. That's pretty good, isn't it? That's really good. And, you know, I just, you know, and when family gets together, family needs to laugh. Can I have an amen out there, somebody? I got a couple things this morning I just couldn't pass up. And so this is my spring break special, okay? And I just feel, I feel a big spirit of rejoicing here. Does anybody else feel that? One over here, I heard amen. You can say amen here. It's legal. It's not... I just feel a big spirit of rejoice, and I'm going to get here to the resurrected man. I'm in my spirit already just editing a bunch of stuff because I feel the spirit just wants me to get right to the T-bone and just really, but I want to tell you this. This is pretty good. Pastor went to visit an elderly. Are y'all okay with this? Good. Pastor went to visit an elderly woman from his church who had just had an operation. And he was sitting there talking with her, and he noticed a bowl of peanuts on the stand next to the bed. Y'all have seen stuff like that. He began to eat them, and soon it was time for him to leave. When he got up, he noticed he had eaten all of the peanuts. And since we're doing a big deal for the Jones family, I'll just call this Sister Jones today, all right? Just get by. And so Sister Jones, he said, I'm sorry I ate all your peanuts. And she replied, that's okay, Pastor. This is great. I already sucked off all the chocolate. It's great. I had a pastor buddy sent me this one, all right? So I couldn't pass this up. My pastor friend put sanitary hot air, hand dryers in the restrooms at the church. And after 2 weeks, he took them out. I asked him why he confessed. They worked fine. But when he went in the restroom, he saw a sign that read, on the hot air hand dryer dispensers, he saw a sign that read, for a sample of this week's sermon, push the button. So if you notice, we don't have those in our restrooms. Patty really liked that one, all right? In fact, she's enjoying it way too much already. So I plan on giving you the Word of God, not a bunch of hot air. Amen. Resurrected man. Are you ready? Come on, if you're ready, say, I'm ready. Because I'm not going to be ready until you're ready. If you're ready, say, I'm ready. How many ready to receive the Word of God? How many ready to be transformed? How many ready not to be asleep? How many ready not to be bored? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, this better be good. I'm going to go to the restroom and push that button. Stop it. Stop it. 2 Peter, the first chapter, verse 4. I could read a lot because I've been doing this a lot, but I'm going to go right to it. 2 Peter, the first chapter, verse 4 says this, by which have been given to us. Say, if it's given, it's mine. See, if the Lord tells you anywhere in Scripture, it's given. It's given to you. Amen. You got to receive that and say, it's mine. Given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. I don't have time, so I'm already given that. But if I had a little more time, I would tell you God always overcompensates. Oh, yeah. He didn't forgive you of a little sin. He forgave you of all of your sin. Grace and mercy more than you deserved. Anybody thankful for that? Aren't you glad God always blesses you more than what you deserve? Exceedingly great and precious promises that through these, look at this, you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The resurrected man, not the old dead man, but the resurrected man eats of the divine nature of God. The fuel of the resurrected man is the divine nature of God. There is no nourishment from the old man. It's the new man. He is a partaker. Just like if I would serve communion today, grape juice and bread, if you're a partaker of that, you're a partaker of the broken body of Jesus Christ. You're a partaker of the healed body of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, somebody's got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. Nobody did that physically, but you do that in the spirit, hallelujah, and it manifests in the physical, amen. Your spirit before your physical. Somebody say, that describes me. I'm not going any farther till everybody in this room says it right now. Say, that describes me. Oh yeah, you got that. I'm a resurrected man. I am no longer filled with the destructive nature of the old man. Lift your hand. Come on, lift it up right now. You're going to lose a lot of weight in this service. Amen. Say, I am no longer filled with the destructive nature of the old man. Say, I am filled to overflowing with the life of God. Now give him hallelujahs. Woo! I'm talking about the indwelling, the living, the presence of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to do that again. I'm talking about inside of you, because in Him we live and move and have our being. Inside of you, the indwelling, the living presence of the Holy Spirit. You are dead to your trespasses and sins. You've been made alive in Him. You are seated with Him in heavenly places. You don't think the way you used to think. You don't go and do what you used to do. You don't even look the way you used to look. Somebody say, I look better. Come on, convince yourself and say it with some, come on, tenacity. Say, I look better. See, you've been transformed. You're growing stronger in God. You're developing in God. There's no point in your life to where you can look back and say, that was my spiritual peak. I'm stronger today than when I've ever been. You can't look back and say, boy, 20 years ago, I want to get back to where I was with God. No, I'm going somewhere with God. I'm glory to glory. Today's the best Sunday I've ever had. Amen. And tomorrow, I'm going to have the greatest Monday I've ever had. Anybody with me on this? I'm growing in this. I am full of God. Get this. Full of God. Full of God's power. When we say full of God's power, the actual word power there is ability. I am full of God's power and ability. Full of God's love. Full of God's peace. Peace that passes all understanding. Full of joy. Hallelujah. Full of Holy Ghost and power. Full of healing. I pray today you'll get so full you can't stop it. I pray you'll get so full you can't control it. Has anybody ever gotten to a laugh you can't control? Everybody laughed. Has anybody here ever laughed until you cried? Come on, has anybody here ever laughed until your earlobes hurt? You ever cried till your stomach? I mean, you ever laughed till your stomach got sore? How many know? You ever laughed till you took your breath? Amen. I pray you'll get so far in the Holy Ghost, it's past your point of control. It's past your point of restrictions. I'm not going to look like that. I'm not going to do like that, because that's just in the flesh. Hallelujah. I hope the Spirit gets so, hallelujah, so full in you, hallelujah, that your spirit overrides the flesh and you do things you never thought about doing. Hallelujah. So, Luke 10:19, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to go right to it. Luke 10:19. Watch this. This is good. Some of you said you're full of God. Some of you... believed it. Some of you wouldn't say it. I mean, there's a lot of things happen. You should be at my perspective. Luke 10:19 says this. This is the Lord talking. He said, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all. Everybody say all. Come on, say all like it's in the Word of God. Over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. with you are full of the ability and the power of God, then you are full of power and ability over all the power of the enemy. Understanding this today, there will never be a substance, there'll never be a habit, there'll never be a thought pattern that you cannot overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Two words I want you to get. Number one's greater. Number two is overcomer. Because you have power over all the power of the enemy. Get that. Over all the power of the enemy. Then 1 John 4:4 says that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The power in you is greater than any power the old man ever had. The power in you is greater than any power of bondage that was on your mind, your body, or your spirit. Amen. The power in you is greater than any symptom of sickness. You better get a hold of this today. The power in you is greater than a migraine. The power in you is greater than the power of an aneurysm. Come on, you got to get this. Get detailed on this, all right? Now then, Revelation, and you got to get this. Revelation, this is the overcomer, verse 12, verses 10 and 11. I'd like for you all to look at that and just see this and really get this in your spirit so clear. And it's very clear. It says, then I heard a loud voice in heaven, now say, salvation, kingdom of God, our power, that Christ has come with so much I like to say there. Watch this. The accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. You got that? Now watch on. It goes on a little bit farther. It goes on. And they overcame him, the accuser of the brethren, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not lose their lives to the death. Now here's what I want you to see on this, friends, right now. The devil is a liar. What he's been accusing you of is made up. It's what one in our nation calls fake news. Come on, I know you know what I'm talking about. Amen. It's fake news. Come on, say it, fake news. It's not reality. You say, well, no, that's the way it was. No, that's not reality. The reality is that I'm an overcomer. Say, I'm an overcomer. You're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb, and then you have the authority to testify that, to declare that, to praise that, to manifest that. Amen. So everybody in this room right now, you've got 10 seconds to manifest, testify, I am an overcomer. Come on, do it now. Hallelujah. Power, get this, power over all spirits of darkness. Just let that settle for a moment. Over every abuse. Say, well, I am the way I am because of, I understand it was a tragic moment in your life that altered your moment, but there was a triumphant moment in Christ that overcame everything else. Your testimony is not how you were abused and overcame it. Your testimony is the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but that did not destroy me because of the life of Jesus that is in me. And I'm an overcomer, not because of a strong will, but I'm an overcomer because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. I have power over all the power of the enemy. Over every demonic force. You know, somebody say, well, I have a tendency to be a negative thinker. No, I have a tendency to testify about the blood of the Lamb. You've been given a new tendency. Amen. You've been given a new thought pattern. I want you to get this. You have power over all demons. I declare over you right now, never again will you be afraid of a demon. It seems to me every time I go to South America, the demons just right there. They do here too, but they just manifest. One time I was in the church, and I'm going to tell you a couple stories here. I didn't intend to do this, but I was in the church, and I walked out. I'd forgotten something, and I walked back out into the hallway, and there was a person coming down the hallway. And when they came down the hallway, I didn't even say anything to them, But there must have been the power of God in there. And I guess they were demon-possessed. I mean, I didn't know it before then. But all of a sudden, they just begin to get up against the wall. I mean, I'm going to go back here. I can't get back there because those lights. But I mean, let's say this is the wall. They got back there against the wall like this. And like they were trying to push themselves into the wall to get away from me. And I just like, well, look at that. And just kind of did that. One time I was in South America, and I was kind of seated kind of like where Otis is right now. And we were on a Tuesday morning deliverance service. And people, they just coming off the street. Ryan's been there. Otis has been there. Mark's been there. And they come in Tuesday morning. I mean, one time they brought in a young man. He was in a demonic coma. They just brought him in and laid him there. And they said, you know, there was just nothing they could do over him and anything like that. And there's no formulas there, guys. It's all the work of the Lord anyway. But you have the authority, amen, to administer that, amen. And anyway, that's a whole other story right there. He got delivered right there. We went over him. The people went over and laid hands on him. He got up, and he hadn't eaten in 4 or 5 days, got up and ate. And that night, his dad and mom brought him, but his dad and mom didn't even know the Lord, but they knew there was deliverance there. They brought him. That night, they came back because they gave their life to Jesus and brought their whole family. Isn't that wonderful? It was a great thing. But I was kind of seated back over there, and I saw this lady coming down the aisle, and she's getting, as closer she got, I mean, she get down the aisle, I can't do this good. I don't have a feminine bone in my body. But she, and neither does Harrison. Anyway, she'd get close to me, and she'd just come down the aisle, I could see her looking at me, she'd... And just kind of look and see if I was looking, and just look. And I turned to the guy next to me who was a first timer, and I said, "Oh, you got to be kidding me!" I said, "Everywhere I go," and he's like, "Oh man, she's dancing before the Lord." I said, "No, man, that woman is full of a demon, and she's coming right toward me." I said, "I don't have time for this." He's like, "Well, no," I said, "I don't have time for this." I just kind of stood up over there, and because how many know you got power? Some of you think you got to get into this. Oh, yeah, mama, and the choir's got to be singing. There is power, power. You've got the authority right now. You can be dead asleep and be in a bad dream and a nightmare, but your spirit is always, and your spirit can just rise up and say, "The blood is stronger than that," and you don't even get up. I just kind of stood up, just getting a little close. I just stood up. I didn't go down there. I just stood up. I said, "In Jesus' name." Boom! And she hit, there's no ushers, no catchers. She hit the concrete, kind of bounce. Her head just kind of boom, 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 boom. How many know what I'm talking about? Huh? That's when you really know you're down. I mean, this stuff, padded carpets, take me. Whatever. Boom! And she hit the floor. And the moment she did, they've got altar workers there. Because a lot of times, those demons, I mean, the moment they manifest, they throw up. Yeah, that's a messy service. Hey, anybody ready for a messy service? And so if some of you get nauseated right now, it's not because it's too hot in here. Yeah! You better look to your person and say, "You nauseated? You need to know who you're sitting with." Oh, yeah, but they put out newspapers. They're getting ready. In a moment, she turned over. I know y'all can handle this. Y'all watch Chicago Med and all that stuff. I don't watch that stuff. I cannot handle that. She's over there. I'm like, "That's what you get, devil, for trying to mess with me in service." See, you got to know you got power. Amen. I'm going to help you right now. This is going to be the last day you're ever going to say, "Y'all got to pray for..." I got to do this careful because I'm not being offensive. I hope not. But well, maybe I am. Well, anyway, they just say, "Well, y'all pray for me because the devil is really attacking me." Well, tell him to stop it. Amen. I mean, both of our boys are drummers. Okay? And for, you know, since they were 5 years old, I've been hearing this. In the car, upstairs in their bed. You know, Michael will be eating breakfast. He's over there. And most of the time, I'm really good with it. But every once in a while, I'm like, stop that. Y'all know what I'm talking about? See, the enemy, he'll just keep doing it. Yeah. Every once in a while, boom, he'll hit a cymbal. Amen. The devil's attacking me. Well, tell him to stop it in the name of Jesus. Because you've got power over all the power of the enemy. Over all sickness, every cancer, every cold, every allergy, every diabetic symptom, you've got power in the name of Jesus. Amen. You got a cold, the next time you cough, stop it, devil. Y'all with me on this? Amen. I command you, body, go get some WD-40. Spray it on your head. I command you, devil, to be healed. Get out. Be healed. I want to give you this. You've got power over all spirits. You should write that down. Number two, you've got power over all sin. Little shallower. Ryan touched this last week, so I'm picking up. You've got power over all sin. How many hear that? Do you hear that? You've got power over all sickness. You see, the resurrected man has power to overcome sin. Not sin overcome him. Greater in you is the power of any temptation. The next time you feel like you're tempted in something that has been your trap, you prophesy and say, I take authority in the name of Jesus and I command you to leave me and never to return. You say, well, there's some factors of lust. Lust does not have to be sexual. It could be a lot of things. It's the works of the flesh. And the next time that starts to manifest where that overcomes you to the point of sin, you take your authority and say, I overcome you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I don't have to do this again. Amen. I don't have to wait till I repent. See, some people wait, let it take over them, and then always got to repent. But if you've got the power over that, amen, so you don't have to do that other part. Amen. Because I want to give you three things, all right? Three things. Number one, you should be resurrected minded. I want you to get this. What do I mean by resurrected minded? I'm alive in Christ. I need the mind of Christ in me. So resurrected minded. If you're going to be a resurrected man, number one, you've got to be a resurrected minded. Number two, you've got to be redemption minded. I'm resurrected. I'm thinking about this. I'm redemption minded. I'm thinking about that Satan no longer has a hold on me. I'm thinking about I'm no longer a child of slave. I'm a child of God. I am not a slave to sin. I'm a child of God. I'm redemption minded. I think about when I got saved. I rejoice when I got saved. We need to hear more testimonies about when you got saved. Man, when I was a kid growing up in church, people would say, man, I got prayed. Oh, I got saved. I mean, it was a rejoicing time. And now we get people saying, well, I tell you, I remember a time when my life was altered by the... Oh, come on, you got to get saved. Amen. I never see anybody coming off of a roller coaster ride and say, boy, that was interesting. They get off with their hair messed off. They left a shoe. They lost a hat. They get off all disheveled. Something bigger than them just happened. Amen. I'm telling you, redemption ought to be the biggest thing in your life. Think about it. Redemption minded. Thirdly, you go, oh, this is where it gets good. This is how you live it out. You're righteous minded. Righteous minded. Now I'm going to give you the scripture on that, and we're going to pray with you, and because there's a lot going on in here today, and that's Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, the 8th chapter. If you have your, like Ryan said, whatever you refer to, get your word out. Romans, the 8th chapter. Look at verse 1. I'm going to read several verses here. Verse 1 said, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Remember, the accuser of the brethren is over. The devil's fake news is over. I will no longer live in condemnation. Would anybody like to receive that? I mean, there's a bunch of you today. You've been living, and what everybody has said, what everybody said, there's this cloud, there's heaviness over you. Raise your hand if that's you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare the word of God over you. You will no longer live in condemnation. For those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Amen. I'm going to run out of time. I can talk a lot about walking in the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. See, you've got life in Jesus. The devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said, I've come that you have life and have it more abundantly. Has made me free from the law of sin and death. Everybody say, made me free. Come on, say it like you mean. Say, made me free. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did. I said, God did. I said, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. My condemnation days are over because Jesus condemned it in the flesh, crucified the flesh. Hallelujah. And then got up a resurrected man, and that's who I am. Jesus is no longer on the cross. We don't go to a memorial of a skeleton on a cross. There's not even bones in a tomb. Hallelujah. There is no trace of the old man. There is no trace of condemnation. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am a resurrected man. Hallelujah. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. Hallelujah. Made me free. Come on, somebody say, made me free. Woo! You can't even analyze my sin. There is nothing left for you to dissect. There's no sample left. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, I kept a sample of the apple. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Did I lose some of you right there? Garden of Eden. Y'all with me on this? How many know Eve served an apple? Y'all afraid to say amen? Y'all remember that fall of man, right? It happened to be an apple. It wasn't Eve's fault. Adam could have said, he could have been the man of the house. The man of faith said no. He could have protected her. Yeah. Anybody with me on this? Amen. Looks like Ryan's speaking Mother's Day and I'm speaking Father's Day. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Some say, well, I don't have the apple, but I still got the sauce. I got the applesauce. I didn't eat the apple, but I got some cider. Well, hallelujah. I'll tell you, the old man's gone. There is nothing about that old man I want to be like. Amen. I don't need any of that in me. Hallelujah. I want full resurrection inside of me. Hallelujah. Back to the scripture. That the righteous, verse 4, requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us. Your empty days are over. Woo. Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Now watch this. This is the reason I gave you these minded things. I gave you the points before the scripture. Verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh. Watch this. You say, well, I wonder if I'm living by the flesh or not. Here it is. Those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh. That's your value system. That's your priorities. That's how you live. That's how you think. That's what you imagine about. That's what you get frustrated about. That's where your anxiety comes from. Now watch this. I just helped you out a bunch right there. But those who live according to the Spirit. Say, what do you mean? Do I have to act like you? Absolutely. I mean, not in the Spirit you do. In the Spirit, you got to say, yeah, I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. Because that's what Jesus did. Jesus said, I'm an overcomer. So, yes, you have to do this. You set their mind on things of the Spirit, who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Look at this, verse 6. For to be carnally minded, you say, well, I can do it. Pastor, I can keep a little of the applesauce around. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, how many of you want life? 1, 2, 3, 4. How many want to go to lunch? All right? How many want peace? Come on, everybody want a little peace? You've got to be spiritually minded. See, well, I got to be careful. I'm not so spiritually minded. I'm not any earthly good. You're not close. You're not anywhere close. Why don't you go for it? If you go too much, we'll let you know. I don't believe you're anywhere close. Look, do this again, verse 6. But to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Look at this, verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. You don't have to wait on the Antichrist. You're already against Christ if you're operating in a carnal mind. I didn't call you the Antichrist, but you're of the spirit of the Antichrist. But to be spiritually minded, be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Be more sensitive to the Holy Ghost than what you've ever been this week. Amen. How many do that with me? Raise your hand if you'll be more sensitive this week than what you've ever been. Amen. Be sensitive. Listen for Him. Look for Him. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed. Look at this, verse 8, and I'll kind of stop there because I'm going to get into other things. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. I believe if I'd go around the room, every one of you would say, Dave, I want to please God. You are created, Ephesians 4 tells us, you are created in righteousness and in true holiness. God made you that way. He created you for fellowship. I mean, it really freed me, you guys. When I really began to accept the fact that I don't have to perform for God. I don't have to make miracles happen. I don't have to please man. But I was created. We all get in destiny and purpose. And I hear a lot about this. And we hear a lot in church life about fellowship. Connect with one another. Let me give you a little tip here. And I'll talk about this next week a little bit. You'll never connect with anybody until you get connected with God. You won't like anybody unless you like God. Oh, pretty soon you'll be offended. I mean, you'll irritate them, they'll irritate you. And you'll say, God wants me to go somewhere else. Sorry. Oh, yeah, you're not going to have real fellowship. You'll get new cars, new trucks, new dogs, new cats, houses, other people in and out of your life. Until you have real fellowship with God. God created you not for you just to do something for Him. Our culture, our church life is so much on, you got to do for God. And I realize faith without works is dead. We'll get in that a little later. But I will show you that comes out of fellowship. I can't do for God unless I'm with God. Do you have that? Say yes. The number one thing He created me for was fellowship. God likes you. Newsflash, God likes you. Hallelujah. Some of you have not been liking yourself because you haven't understood the fact that God likes you. He created you for fellowship and for freedom. God created you to be free. Oh, I'm going to have to quit here. I just want to say to you, I'll end like this. Just this week, if you will, have more seeker expectation than you do sin expectation. That's it. You know that thing that you're saying, I can't quit, I can't get over this? Well, now, this week, when that situation rises up, you're just, the authority in you is going to rise up, and you're going to say, greater is He that's in me. And I'm not going to think the way I used to think. Negative is not going to be my first response. If negative is your first response, then let speaking in tongues be your first response. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost be your first response. Everybody say this with me right now. And looking at your situation, say this with me. Say right now. Say, so, with all the power and the ability of God in me right now, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How many believe that? Can I prophesy to you? Never again reduce God to normal. Never again reduce God to where you can explain the situation. I like the man. I don't know who touched me. I don't know how he did it.
All I know, I was blind, and now I can see. Woo! Hallelujah! That's amazing grace. How sweet the sound. When I was a kid, I used to think it said, who saved a wrench like me. Hallelujah. Whether you're a wretch or a wrench, it's still amazing grace. Hallelujah. Somebody give him praise. Hallelujah. Why don't you just declare some prophetic things over your life with me right now? How many would do that? How many will raise your hand right now and say, Jesus is the Lord of my life? Come on, let me see your hand. I'm going to do a little survey. Come on, is Jesus the Lord of your life? Come on, how many got your names written down in the Lamb's Book of Life? How many are saved and you know it? How many are going to heaven? Streets of gold, mansions, presence of God, no more sickness, no more night, no more nightmares, no more babies keeping you up all night, Whitney Ryan. Amen. How many are going to heaven? Come on, how many are going to heaven? How many not going to hell? Where you're going to be an eternal lake of fire, and every lust that you let go rampant in your life, and you won't ever be satisfied from that, and worms will be eating your flesh. Yeah, and there won't be any bug man close by. How many want heaven, not hell? Say yes. I said, how many want heaven, not hell? Amen. How many believe the Lord could come back at any moment? How many are ready for any moment? How many are ready for right now moment? How many are ready for him to come before April 15th? Yeah, some of you know, only a few of you know what I'm talking about, but if you know what I'm talking about, you really need him to come. Hallelujah. Now, are you ready to prophesy some things in your life? How many are ready to say no to sin, no to the devil, and yes to God, and yes to freedom, and yes to liberty, and whatever that looks like, you'll go with it. I'll tell you how you stay married 35 years. You sample everything they make for you. You eat it. And you smile about it. Then talk to me later, I'll tell you some secrets. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's real good. Praise the Lord. God is good. I feel like the Lord's calling me to a fast. Right now, yes, Lord. No. The other day, y'all, I'm trying to introduce some new things in my life besides ice cream. I've disliked broccoli all my life. Y'all have a mother like me. My mother used to fix our plates for us. And you eat it. Two of you. You stay there till you eat it. How many know what I'm talking about? Not even this, that, Mommy, my belly's hurting. Something else going to be hurting. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I don't feel good. There wasn't this deal with us that I got a phone call. Because the phone was hanging on the wall in the kitchen. You didn't have any other choice. When this deal, I got home where you ain't going anywhere to you eat all that. My mom fed me broccoli one time. Looked like little thorn bushes. You guys know what I'm talking about? I don't go by what things taste like. I go by what they look like. And I took a couple bites of that, like weeds in my mouth. I mean, I want texture, you know what I mean? And so I knew there were demons in that. And I was like, I said, Mom, I think there's something in the scripture that talks about some things you're supposed to eat. She said, boy, eat it. I ate it. After that, I never ate broccoli again. But I've learned there's some elements in broccoli that will really help me. And so I've been trying it. And I've been doing better. Everybody just give God a clap of praise for that. It's a glorious time in my life. So the other day, I said, Patty, fix some broccoli casserole. Because broccoli casserole got cheese in it. It got rice in it. And hopefully you won't taste the broccoli. It's a lie from the pit of hell.
you will taste the broccoli. You will feel them little stems in your mouth, prickly things going down your throat. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop there. But she did me a favor. She made a small portion. But she left me with the spoon. And I went over there and I pulled it all out. I put a bunch out because I want to be real healthy. I started eating it. About the middle way through it, I got lukewarm. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Middle way through it, I started backsliding. Michael's sitting over. I said, Michael, I got more than what I need. How about you, brother? He's like, Dad, pour it on. Amen. I gave it all to him. Why don't you do some things in God you've never done? Just simple. Somebody say, well, I tell you what, I'm not ever going to praise God like that. How do you know? You ever tried? So I don't know that we ought to be that loud. Wait till you get to heaven. Wait, let me back up. Whichever way you go is going to be loud. Loud is in. See, what? We already know what happens if we don't give God our all. You already know that. But what will happen if you eat all the broccoli? What will happen if you give him all? Hallelujah. Because he has given you power over all the power of the devil. Amen. So how many are ready to try it? What do you say, try it? Come on, wave your hand if you're ready to try it. Amen. How many are ready to be prophetic in your house? Some rejoicing in your house. It's spring break, why not? Okay? So I'm going to ask you to stand. Would you stand with me? Come on, let's do this right now. Let's do some testifying things together. And there's a lot of ways we could do this right now. But everybody say this with me right now. Say, I have been resurrected into fullness. I want you to get these things. Say, I will not
allow
circumstances to define me. I know in whom I have believed. I will no longer be tossed to and fro in my mind and in my spirit. I'm an overcomer. Come on, say I'm an overcomer. Say I'm a child of God. Say I have in me the very nature of God. Oh, you went off. Remember, you're partakers of the divine nature. Say, I have in me the very nature of God. On Friday, somebody couldn't determine whether or not I had green on. And they went to pinch me. I stood back. I said, I'm an Indian, not Irish. You pinch me, I scalp. It's kind of backed off a little bit, amen? You got to know who you are. Hey, you hearing me on this? Ryan played a song last week, and I want to give you a couple words out of this. It said this. It said, the resurrected king is resurrecting me. You're a joint heir. Not the old man. So everybody say, the resurrecting king is resurrecting me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You should declare this week over your home. You should say, there's no way I can be lukewarm. There's no way I can be depressed. There's no way I can be filled with anxiety. There's no way I can be filled with sin and sickness. There's no way I can be circumstance-minded. There's no way I can be sickness-minded. There's no way I can be failure-minded. Because, hallelujah, I am resurrected-minded. I am redemption-minded. And I am righteous-minded. Hallelujah. Because I am filled with the very nature of God. Everybody right now, come on, jet your hands up and give him praise. Come on, give him praise like he's all God.
I declare over you right now, we will never again dilute anything of God. We will never again try to put God in this way or that way. We will never again, I feel this very strong right here, never again be overcome by circumstances. Everybody quickly close your eyes. I feel a real rejoicing spirit in this place, but I feel the Lord directing me to do this right now. Some of you in this room, I'm going to pray with you from right where you're at. I could pray with you up here, and I will in just a moment if you'd like. Quickly, how many in this room would say, Pastor, right now, would you pray with me? Because I have been overcome by circumstances, and I need this prayer of agreement over me right now. I receive this prophetic word. There has been, here recently, some of you, it's been going on a little while, but right now, there's been overcoming circumstances. I mean, they've overwhelmed me, overcome me, my thinking, my mind, anxiety, all these things you said. And I realize today, just like someone would need a heart transplant, my mind is being renewed. I'm putting in me the mind of Christ. That old mind, the workings, the imagination is coming out right now. And I want to receive this word right now that I'm an overcomer and I'm being resurrected by the very life of God inside of me out of these circumstances. These circumstances will not define me. I am refined by the fire of God. I'm going to see your hand right now. If you say, Pastor, I want you to pray with me from where I'm at. Come on, raise it up. Wow. Amen. Father, right now, you see these responses. Father, say this prayer with me right now. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that authority that raised you up, Jesus, and overcame all the power of the devil is in me right now. And I declare this moment, these circumstances will no longer have this hold on my life. I'm a new individual. I'm a new person. I've got a new mind. Hallelujah. My spirit is in your spirit, and your spirit is in me. I declare it so right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, give hallelujahs, give praises. Come on, praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to do something. Remember I asked you about that blood that break. I think you're right there. I'm going to give you the opportunity right now to prophesy to your situation. And what I'm about to give you, this is going to stick in your spirit right now. It's going to stick in your mind. And when you have those moments, you've got to use that authority in you. This is what's going to come out of you from this moment on, especially this week. You're going to declare this word of God into the atmosphere. There's atmosphere authority. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to declare this for a few moments. And if you want to stay up here at the altar and you want to pray, you want to get on up here, you want me to pray with you, I'm going to be here. And we'll pray with you, your family, whatever you like. You want to come and make a confession for the Lord. You want to baptize the Holy Ghost, whatever it is. We're going to be right here healing, whatever it is. We're going to pray for you. Amen. But I'm going to ask everybody in this room to declare this with me. Because I'm going to tell you, His blood is enough to break every chain. Now, I've been hearing this for a long time. There's some songs that we pray and play in prayer meetings. And I think it's Eddie and I know for sure Bryn Wydell that sings this song. And he gets to one part of it. He says, "This blood, His blood is enough to break every chain." And I'm going to tell you, friends, there's not a chair in this place that I have not prophesied that over. I'm telling you, by myself, with others, I mean, I just tell you, I mean, I've laid up here just prophesying this over the place. Is any time anybody comes in here, His blood is enough to break every chain. Hallelujah, to break every chain. We used to have these Siberian Huskies, and I got a pen in there and put a dog house in there, and then I'd chain them up in there. And one day I looked outside the window, and they're running around. I said, "Now how'd they get out?" I put them back in there and chained them back up, and I watched them. First of all, they got on top of the house. Oh, you got to get on your circumstances. They got on top of their house, and they had the power to leap over that fence from the top of that doghouse, and their power broke that chain. And when they got out, my goodness, did they run. Went and got the neighbor's boots and all kinds of stuff. Friend, sometimes you got to get on the house. Sometimes you got to look past that bondage you've been in. Are you ready right now? I mean, I want you to declare this in your home, your body, your mind, your spirit. I'm telling you, hallelujah, Marino household, his blood is enough to break every chain. I'm telling you, Brown household, his blood is enough. I'm telling you, Dyer household, his blood is enough. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is anybody else going to receive that? Come on, say this with me right now. Here we go.
Your blood is enough to break every chain.
You singers, get your mics. I need you to help me. Lift up the voices high a little bit.
To break every chain, your blood is enough to break every chain.
Come on, for just a moment, get your hands up like this. Come on, just get them up. Come on, come on. Oh,
your blood is enough to break every chain. Your blood is enough to break every chain. Your blood is enough to break every chain.
All the singers' mics, if we can let them loose, we got them. Come on, singers, let it out.
Your blood is enough to break every chain. Your blood is enough to break every chain.
Come on, open your house one more time, everybody. Hallelujah.
Your blood is enough to break every chain. Your blood
is enough
to break every chain. Your blood is enough to break every chain.
Oh, come on, declare it with everything you've got this last time. Hallelujah. I feel this. If you've got members of your household right there, quickly get with them. Quickly get with your family. Come on, just quickly get with your family. I'm going to pray for you right now. And we're going to sing this some more. And then if you want to come and pray, you come and pray. I'll be just in this area. If you want me to pray specifically for you, you come and we'll do that. But get with your family right now. Come on, don't hold back. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare spiritual victory over every house. I declare that the diluting days of your power and your authority is over. I know that today that every home is going to be now super sensitive to the moving of your spirit. All old things passed away. And may the infusion of your authority and your power be upon them. And may there be the revelation and the realization, hallelujah, that we have power over all the power of the enemy. Every home right now being rid of all the powers of darkness and the workings of that. Today, your faith, your resurrection energy, your spirit is breaking forth. Hallelujah. There will be shouts of joy. There will be a spirit of triumph. Hallelujah. There will be miracles and gifts of healings. Hallelujah. There will be prophetic utterances. Hallelujah. There will be the movement of your Holy Ghost and fire over every house. Hallelujah. I declare it so now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you all.
To break every chain, your blood is enough to break every chain.
Your blood is enough to break every chain.
prevail against you. The blood, the blood, the blood sustains you. Oh. Thank you. see you, Pamper. I see you, Pamper.